Redvers. With more electric vehicles hitting the roads, the town of Redvers has applied for the Earth Day Canada EV Charger Grant. The town currently does not have EV charging capabilities, and the closest facility around is in Moosomin, 65 kilometers away. From initial quotes the town has received, a single charging station could run as high as $60,000. "We've been looking at EV charger grants for a few years now, and we found this one," Picard said. "We wanted to apply for it and hopefully get a couple chargers in our community." Over 3 years, Earth Day Canada and Aviva are targeting $3 million in funding for public charging stations in communities across the country. To be eligible, the community applying for the grant must be less than 100,000 residents, with the project installing new, permanent Level 2 EV chargers. Successful applicants will be announced on Earth Day, which is April 22. The proposed site, as indicated in the Redvers application, would be the tourism booth, creating another way for visitors to linger in town, possibly translating into more tourism dollars. "It's something that we thought was good to apply for because it's not going to cost the taxpayers any dollars, but it might attract people to come, therefore everybody gains," Picard said. Communities in Bloom Committee members. The Redvers Communities in Bloom Committee now has two members, Heidi Magosho and Sandy Quennell. This will be the first year the community has participated in the beautification program, and is entering at the Friends level, which is non-competitive. Outdoor AED. In an item arising from the CAO's report, Council discussed the possibility of having an automated external defibrillator, AED, located outdoors. An advantage to such a placement would be access any time for the public should an emergency arise. Currently, AEDs are available at facilities around Redvers such as the arena, however, there is not one available after business hours, which renders the life-saving device inaccessible. "We discussed that there's another municipality that actually has one that is outside, but it's in a heated box. We're not sure how they do it exactly, but it would be nice," said Sow Tricia Picard. "There are many AEDs around town, but they're just accessible during business hours." Crosswalk repairs. The waiting game continues about repairing the crosswalk at Highway 13. Earlier this winter, the light hanging from the newly installed crosswalk was struck. In correspondence dated the end of January from the Department of Highways to the town of Redvers, it was stated that the trucking company reached out to the ministry to take responsibility for the damage. While the government will work with the company to hash out financial responsibilities, the government did note they will take the lead in repairing the light. The document went on further to state that repairs will be done at the ministry's cost and not the town's cost. However, following installation, the crosswalk becomes part of the ministry's inventory, putting the onus on them for repairs and maintenance. "I have been working with the Ministry of Highways and ATS, and hopefully we can get a plan in place that's suitable for everybody and move forward on rectifying that whole situation," Picard said. Business license fee waived for vendors at homecoming weekend. A resolution by council waived business licenses for vendors at homecoming weekend 2024. "If we're inviting them and needing them, then they would not require a business license," explained Picard. "Current business license fees in Redvers are $25 daily, $50 monthly and $100 annually. If they're just coming for the day, it's just a $25 fee, but we wanted to waive that," said Picard. "But if they're coming for all 3 days, you know, they may as well buy the $50 one, but council just said, we're inviting them, we want this weekend to be great, let's waive that fee." Housing Authority board members needed. Redvers Housing is still seeking a board member, seemingly a big challenge to recruit. "It's still open and available, so we're hoping that somebody will come forward and sit on that board," Picard said, stressing the importance of housing in the community. The commitment is not strenuous, with the board meeting once per month. "You have a housing manager, so he or she would look after a lot of the day-to-day things, so you just have your committee," Picard explained. "It's not a huge commitment." Library is a cool place. Council approved the purchase of two window mount air conditioners for the library for $600 per unit. The cost will be split with the RM of Antler, replacing the outdated air conditioning units currently in the library. It's up to us to maintain the building and the air conditioner as part of that, Picard said.